The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Yumad Daf Yudalad, the Gemara Namad Beis, Mishazachol B'dishun Mizbech HaPnimi, of the different avoidis in the Beis Hamikdash, and each kohen was zoicha with the girl, with the pious, to whichever avoidi he was allowed to do that day. So there's one of the avoidis is called the dishon mizbeach hapnimi, dishon, the dusting off, literally, of the ashes on the mizbeach hapnimi. There was the dishon of the mizbeach hachitza, and there's the dishon of the mizbeach hapnimi, and there's a third dishon of the menorah, cleaning out the wicks from yesterday, cleaning off the ashes of the keteris from yesterday, or in that. We'll see whether there's a cleaning off of the deshen of the keteris of boiker in the afternoon, the dishon of the mizbeach hachitzoni. Tosfos says by us in Daf Yudal Amud Beis, the Ramasko v'riminu, that the din of dishon mizbeach hapnimi, which is mentioned over here, was only in the keteris boiker. There was keteris baboiker. Sukim talk about keteris in the morning. There's keteris in the afternoon. The keteris in the morning was the ikar. There's a din of dishon mizbeach hapnimi dafka on the keteris boiker. Says Tosfos, not before the keteris achatzarayim ben arbayim, there was no dishon mizbeach hapnimi. Tosfos says this by us. Tosfos says in daf chavav amud aleph, lamed gimel amud aleph. Other places, Tosfos over there, Lamed Gimel, something interesting. Whenever there's a shayla of two different mitzvahs, there's a klolim, which mitzvah comes first? There's a din of emavir and ala mitzvahs, you take the mitzvah that's closer. One of the klolim that's used in different mitzvahs, especially in Kachem, where there's two avodas for the kahanim to do, is the klol of todi v'sheini todi todi koidim. For instance, if somebody is ma'achel, let's say some kastero, if this man of mincha has already come a half an hour after chatzos, and they're just finishing up Kriyas HaTorah, it's time to stumble. So if you have a real problem in front of you, which one to dam? Should you dam Musaf or Mincha? Because the Mincha is Todir. Todir v'sheine Todir, Todir koidim. That's just a simple example of this klal. But in any case, the Tosfos says in Daf Lamed Gimel that the avoid of what's that's called Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, putting two branches of wood, even if the fire was burning efficiently on the Mizbeach, there was a mitzvah to do an avoda of placing two fresh logs, two fresh pieces of wood on the mizbeach. It's considered todir vis-a-vis the avoda of dishun, because dishun was only performed in the morning. Shnei gizrei eitzim was performed twice a day. It's part of the seder akrovas atomid. There was a tomid of boiken, there was a tomid of chetzarai. Now, if the dishun mizbeach hapnimi is the preceding to preparation, preceding whatever you want to call it, to the avodas hakteiros, the same as kteiros in the morning, as kteiros in the afternoon. Why would there be dishon? Why would there be the clearing off of the ashes and the taking of the ashes, as described in the psukim, and put on the mizrach side of the mizbeach, where it says in the Gemara, it says that it was a nest, that it was nivla in the rispa, the maisa. One of the nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash is that all the deshen that was put on the mizrach side of the mizbeach, it was ceremoniously put over there, it was nivla, disappeared into the rizpah. What the oimik of that is, maybe we'll try to see. But Tosfos says that's only by Keteris Ben Arbayim. Look in the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayos and Talmud. Talmud is the Masechta where the Seder Hakrov of the Kabbonis is described most elaborately. And also, if you open up the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, Perek Vav, Hilchos Midim U'Sofim, the Rambam seems to equate the whole Seder Avodah of Tmidim, Keteres, so on and so forth, Baboiker, Ubo Erev, Ben Arbayim, doesn't seem to be a chilek. It would seem to be that whatever mitzvahs there are to do preceding the Karban Tavin, one of which is, not the Karban Tavin, sorry, over here in this case, the Keteres, we're talking about the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, going into the Heichel, the Kodesh, and clearing off the Deshen, off the Mizbeach HaZov, which was in the Heichel. The Rambam seems to equate Tavin Shal Tomek Keteris of Ben Arbayim took to Shoshakrit. If that's the case, then the Rambam would hold that it's ba'erev as well as ba'boiker. What is the machlokes of Rambam Tosis? What's pshat Tosis? Why should there be a difference between Tosis, between the morning and between the evening, the afternoon? Avodas HaKetores. So l'chayr, what you have to say is that Tosis holds that the dishon of the mizbech hapnimi is somewhat similar to the dishon of the mizbech hachitzoni. This is going to be very crucial for us. The dishon of the mizbech hachitzoni was unique in all avodas that were done in the Beis Hamikdash, insofar that even though it's the avoda which precedes the Korban Tomid, it did not have to be done in the morning. All avoda could only be done by day. Avoda can't be done by night. The avoda of dishon, of preparing the mizbech by clearing off the dust, clearing off the ashes, putting it in a kli sharis, bringing it over to the mizbech, putting it on the side of the mizbech, and that it was nivla into the ritzpah swazara, all that was done, or could be done, at night. Mishnah describes later on that on Yom Tov, where there was a larger volume of kabbalists, they started earlier, there was a larger volume of dishon, took more time. So they started clearing in the middle of the night, Yom Kippur even the beginning of the night, not the beginning of the night, mamish, but after the first period of night has passed, after Shmoyes Hashoyin had passed on Yom Tov, they start doing the dishon. What is the nature of dishon that is done by night? We'll get into this in a more profound level, but on a simple level, the Gemara Zvachim Dav Chof declares that dishon of the mizbeach is the beginning, heralds the beginning of the avodah of the coming day. The dishon was done by night. It's a it precedes. It's a hechsher for the avodah that was done for the Korban Tomid that will be done that day. However, the Rishonim also point out, the Gemara points out in several places, that the dishon was performed on the deshen, on the ashes of the korbanos of the preceding day. In which case it would sound like the dishon gathering up the ashes, taking it off and putting it in the kli next to the mizbech would be the finale, the chsima, of the avodah the day before. It would seem from Rishonim that, like everything else, both are true. There is the nature of the avodah of dishon is the finale of the avodah the preceding day, as well as the hakdama, the hechsher, the preparation for the avodah of the coming day. So there's something unique about dishon. What it seems is that Tosfos holds that the dishon of mizbech hapnimi in the psukim in the beginning of Parashas Tzav, which is where this din is mufurish. What's mentioned mufurish is the dishon of the mizbech hachitzoni, the mizbech where all karbanos were brought, the oila, the karban shlam, the karban tamid, the mizbech that was inside, the mizbech inside the hekel, the mizbech hazav, as opposed to the mizbech hanachashos, was used almost for no karbanos. There was some dam that was put on it on Yom Kippur, or maybe certain unique karbanos, but as a rule, the only thing it was used for was called Mizbech HaKetores. All karbanos were burnt, the Davodas Adam, and the carbon was burnt, the fire was on the Mizbech HaChitzon. That, the dishon of that Mizbech, the Mizbech HaChitzon, is the psukim in the beginning of Parashas, the first set of psukim in Parashas Tzav, the part that we lay in on Sheni V'Chamishi of Parashas Tzav. The dishon Mizbech HaPnimi, Tosis holds it, Tosin Milan Daf Yud Aleph, Tosin Zvachim Daf Mevav, holds that the nature of Dishon Mizbech HaPnimi is similar to Chitzoni. The Dishon Mizbech HaChitzoni, which was the Avodas HaLaila, like we said, it has a dual nature. Not only is it the first Avodah of the day, but it's the finale of the Avodah of the previous day. That's why it was only done in the morning. The afternoon has no mashmos, because at Kama, that it's part of the Avodah on the previous day, once the day already started and many Kabbalists were brought, later on, doing the Dishon on the Mizbech of that day, on what was done that day, is meaningless. The Dishon has to be on the Deshen of the Avodah of the preceding day. We'll get into the Oimik of why it has to be that way, Abadash Day. That's a din. So, Memelo, that Dishon of the Mizbech, Achitzoni, was done only in the morning. Tosfos understands that the dishon of mizbech pnimi is the same thing as the dishon of the mizbech hitzoni. The Rambam seems to have a different makor to the whole din of dishon mizbech pnimi. The Yerushalmi in Yuma, not now parak, but in the fourth parak of Yuma, says a bazunder drasha. He brings a new drasha of heisirus murasa b'neitzasa, an extra pasuk in the parasha of putting things on the mizbech. And the Yerushalmi says, "Emeini inyan le dishon mizbech chitzoni, tmei inyan le dishon mizbech pnimi." It's a new din. If that's the case, then we understand that there's no difference between the mizbech. I'm sorry, between the boiker and the erev. The way the Yerushalmi says it is important. The Yerushalmi says that the reason why Bishul and Mizbech Pnimi had to be performed is because when the Ketoros was brought in the afternoon, the Ketoros was brought in by a Kohen, he went into the Heichal, and he was Makti of Ketoros, he put the Ketoros on top of the Mizbech Azov. If the Ketoros from the morning had already burnt and turned to ashes, when he would put the Ketoros down the afternoon, he'd be putting it on the ashes of the previous Haktoros Haktoros. Says Yerushalmi, in order that it should be Haktoras Ketoros on the Mizbech and not on the Deshen on the Mizbech, so the Deshen had to be cleared off. Meaning to say that the nature of Dishon Mizbech is more functional. It's more in order to prepare for doing the Haktoras Haktoras, it didn't arise. But in order to prepare for bringing the Ketoros and putting it on the Mizbech, the ashes of the preceding Haktoras Ketoros had to be cleared off. Mill, there's absolutely no difference between the Avodas Hadishun of the Mizbech HaPnimi Baboy Kuberev. So it has nothing to do with the addition of the Mizbech HaChitzoini. Like we said, the Tosfos seems to equate the two, in which case it's only done in the morning, because that is the nature of Dishun of the Mizbech HaChitzoini. I want to delve a little more into the dual nature of the Dishun that was done in the morning, according to Tosfos, both the Dishun of the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Dishun of the Mizbech HaChitzoini, the dual nature that it's A, part of the avodah of the preceding day, B, the first step in preparing for the avodah of that day. We're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem Daf Chav Beis more by Richos, but over here we'll just mention Bekitzur. Shita of the Ramban and the Balamor. The Balamor holds that we know that there's halacha that all the avodah of Yom Kippur had to be performed by a Kohen Gadol. The Balamor includes in that list, in that prerequisite that the avodah of Yom Kippur needs a Kohen Gadol, the Dishun that was performed by night. And the Ramban says that since it's part of the avodah by night, has nothing to do with the avodah of Seder Yom. There's absolutely no reason why you would need the Kohen Gadol. The din of a Kohen Gadol is a din in the Seder avodah Yom HaKippurim. The Dishun, which could be performed by night, is not part of the Seder HaYom. It's a finale on the avodah of the previous day. So Rabban Mamish uses this point to argue on the Balamor, and he says that no, that Avodah could be done, that's part of the Avodah Salayla, has absolutely nothing to do with the need for Kohen Gadol of Yoim Kippurim, and it could be done even by Kohen Hedid. As an aside, Rabban gets involved in the discussion of Dishu Mizbech HaPnimi, and he says that Be'etzim Dishu Mizbech HaPnimi is not a Chiv Deraisa, B'chlal Smidirabon. There's no chiv dishun, this whole din that we're discussing. Tosfos, the Rambam, that you have to be medasha, you have to clear off the ashes on the Mizbech HaPnimi. No, it's not a din deraisa. The Gevurah Sari, the Sefer, the Shagasai, and Yuma asks, he says, Gemara Mufureshes, in Mi'ilah Dafir Aleph, the Gemara says that the deshna was cleared off, there's Mi'ilah, it's a chiv mitzvah. It's clear in the Gemara that the deshna was taken from the Mizbech HaPnimi and put outside, next to the Mizbech, like we said, the Derech Nes, it was swallowed up into the, absorbed into the Ritzvah Sazar. That din is Deraisa. It's a Gemara for Reshes. There's also a Gemara Dav Chov Dalid. The Gemara talks over there about which Avodahs could be done, which Avodahs have a Chiv Misa if they're done by a Zor, by a non-Kohen. And Rashi explains the Gemara over there to be referring to Dishu Mizbech HaPnimi. It's clear that there is an Avodah of Dishu Mizbech HaPnimi mid Deraisa. Gemara, like we said, Chavdal, Gemara Me'ilah Dafir Aleph. What is the Ramban talking about when he says there is no need for a Kohen Gadol because the whole Avodah doesn't exist mid-Deraisa? So what they say is, Reb Chaim said, the Briskerov said, the idea that's thrown around in the Achroinim is that the Ramban only meant to say that the Dishun of the Mizbech HaPnimi doesn't have to be B'chol Yoim mid-Deraisa. He says the reason why you don't need a Kohen Gadol is because it's not a prerequisite that it has to be today. If it was done, it was done. Why? How could you have an Avodah which you have to do? It's clear in the Gemara that there's a Chiyah Mitzvah to be Mendashim Mizbech HaPnimi, but not every day. What's the Pshat? So, L'choyre, the Pshat has to be that he holds, the way we explained, as far as the Rambam is concerned, that the Dishun of the Mizbech Pnimi was only in order to facilitate being able to put more Ketoros on. It was only to clear off the top of the Mizbech. It didn't have to be done for itself. The Dishun of the Mizbech Chitzoini had to be performed every morning, Pesukim of Rosh and beginning of Parshas Tzav, because there's two parts of the Dishun of the Mizbech HaChitzoini. there was the clearing off of the ashes, mitzad preparing the mizbech for the avodah of the coming day. You clean up in order to be able to invite in guests. You clear off the top of the mizbech in order to be able to put the korbanos of the next day on top of the mizbech. Plus, there was another avodah. There was an avodah. There was a korban deshen, the chesima, the closure of the day of korbanos, was taking the deshen that was burnt on the mizbech of that day's korbanos and presenting it as a korban, so to speak, presenting it as an avodah next to the mizbech, putting it in its resting place next to the mizbech where it was absorbed. Not because the need is that the top of the mizbech should be clear, but because there was a separate avodah, a separate need to finish the day of avodah by putting the deshen next to the mizbech. The clearing it off is only in order to be able to offer that deshen as a korban deshen, so to speak, next to the mizbech. That is true only in the mizbech hachitzah. The mizbech hapnimi, the Ramban is telling us, there is no dual nature. There's no need to clear off the mizbeach on a daily basis. There's no chiyuv, imperative, to do that korban deshen and put it next to the mizbeach every day. But if it was put there, it has a din of deshen of the mizbeach pnimi. It has the kedusha of that offering. It has the din of a deshen offering of the mizbeach pnimi when it was put next to the mizbeach. But there's no chiyuv on the Kehanim, on the Kohen Gadol, to do it every day. Therefore, the Ramban is saying there's no need to have a Kohen Gadol because it's a non-obligatory thing as far as the Chiyuv to do it every day is concerned. There is another place where there's this dual nature of Dishun. Well, that's the Menorah. We'll leave that over for a moment. Just to point out something interesting as an aside, in this halacha that the Ramban is saying that the nature, the chiyuv that's mutl on the kehanim to do the avodah of dishun on the mizbech hachitzoni is only an imperative everyday mideraisa of the dishun and mizbech hachitzoni. But as far as the mizbech hapnimi is concerned, there's no chiyuv to do it every day. If that's true, then it comes up an interesting shaila which the achronim ask as a salt. It has an interesting ramification. There's a klal of in mavirin ala mitzvahs. The kahanim go into the heichal in the morning. There's the mizbech hakteris there, and there's the neiros. The first kli migdosh that the kahanim cross, that the kohen who gets the avodah, who zoich in the avodah, crosses when he goes into the Heichel, the first thing he meets up with is the Mizbech Hazov. The Neiros, the Menorah, that is, the Menorah and the Shulchan, are closer to the wall, which is closer, adjacent to the Kodesh Kodashim. Closer to the outside is the Mizbech HaKteris. On the one hand, it's a Kol Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah. Two, when there's a mitzvah waiting here, one walks past to get to another mitzvah. A simple example. There's a halacha that a person has to set up his talis bag, when he puts his talis and tefillin away, that when he sticks his hand in the next morning, he should pull out the talis before the tefillin, because they're both mitzvahs, and to reach in past the talis, past the tefillin and take out the talis, to go past the mitzvah which is closer to your hand and reach for the mitzvah which is further away. So the Achronim want to know, is that klal truth? Tzitzis and tefillin are both mitzvahs deraisa. Maybe tefillin is a bigger mitzvah, has more kedusha, the chiv to put on tefillin, but they're both mitzvahs deraisa. What happens if there would be something, there would be two mitzvahs, one is deraisa, one is derabonon? Would one be allowed to pass over a derabonon in order to get to a deraisa? Do we say the klal vei mavirin ala mitzvahs by deraisa, as well as by a derabonon vis-a-vis a deraisa, or no? Since one is deraisa, one is derabonon, you certainly go to the one that's deraisa. What they want to know is that there's a chiv that's mutl on the kohen who walks into the heichal. There's a bigger chiv. Hatavas neiros is certainly a chiv that's imperative every day. Like we're saying from the Ramban, the dishun of the mizbech pnimi is not an imperative every day. There's no chiv every day. When he does it and he puts the dash next to the mizbech, there's a key mitzvah, that's for sure, like we said. But there's no chiv to do it every day. That's only chiv, the only drabbanim, the Ramban says. If that's true, maybe one would be allowed to pass by the Mizbech HaPnimi, go to the Neiros, because the Neiros are certainly a Chiv Deraisa, and he'd be Oisik in a Mitzvah Deraisa, and there wouldn't be a problem of Eim Avir and Allah Mitzvahs. This is a shal that's discussed in the Achrem, the Shagas Ayah in Simuch Chav Beis, talks by Rikos and this type of thing. His Raya is interesting. His Raya is from the fact that every time we make Kiddush, we make Kiddush Friday night, the bracha of Kiddush itself, the Kedushas Hayoyim, is Deraisa. Kiddush is a mitzvah same Deraisa. Mashenkin, the Bichas Hayayin, Bayer Priyagof is only Chiyav Deravon. How do we make Bayer Priyagof before the Bichas Hayoyim? The terrace is, he says that Bichas Hayayin is Todr V'shein Todr. There's no problem with Emavir and Alamitzis. Even though we'll say the Klal of Todr V'shein Todr, Todr Koidim, despite the fact that the one that's Todr is Deravonon, and the one that's not told is the Raisa. He says the same thing will be Eim Avir and Allah Mitzvah. You have two mitzvahs in front of you. Take the one that's close to you, but not when the one that's further away is the Raisa, and the one that's in front of you is the Rabbana. That's the Shagas Ayah's discussion. He says it's not true. He says maybe the Gemara is only talking about somebody who wasn't Mechuyivin. He had already said Kiddush in Davening. He wasn't Mechuyiv the Raisa. That's why he made Pirkei Yayin. But Lamaisa, we're not going to make Pirkei Yayin first. The question is the question that's discussed. Why make the Pirkei Yayin first? If the one that has more Kedusha, the one that's Deraisa, the one that's on a higher Madreg, is the second bro. Good. Another interesting Shaila Halacha that would be raised in this type of setting would be, somebody one time posed the question, take a person who hadn't davened in the morning, he was an Oynis, and he's not an Oynis, he's not allowed to make Tefillas Tashlumim, he was a Peshea that he didn't daven Shachris. Now comes the afternoon. There's a question to daven Mincha or to daven Musaf. The Zman was Shabbos, let's say. The Zman Musaf already came. The Zman Musaf was from the morning. But it was already the afternoon, and therefore it was already Zman Mincha. So what he has in front of him is a Tvila, which is Deraisa. Why? Because the Rambam says that Tvila once a day is Deraisa. So the Tvila's Mincha, which is the classic tefillah, the tefillah of Bakosh Zerachman, which is Deraisa, is Deraisa. Musaf is certainly Derabonon, because it's connected to Kabonis, the Gemara says in Brochus, that everybody agrees to, even though the Machlok is about whether the Chiv Deraisa, Tadam once a day, Rambam Neraman, nobody argues, Musaf is certainly Derabonon, because it's not Bakosh Zerachman, it's connected to Kabonis. So would he daven Mincha before Musaf, because it's Deraisa, and the tefillah Musaf is Derabonon? Only daven Musa first. That would be a shaila that would be raised in the same context. They say in such a case that Lamaisa, since he can be Mekayim, his din of Bakosh Zrachim and Musaf, because even in Musaf, you say Alkenim Alkenim Senu, it says Nuchos Senu, Kachen Bimitzvah Zachov, it says Alkenim Mitzvah Zachov. So you say Bakosh Zrachim, so Mimela, they wouldn't have that imperative to daven Mincha before Musaf. Just pointing that as an interesting example. Again, the way we got to this was in our discussion of the Ramban, where it's clear that there is a din of, there is a kiyum of Dishon Mizbech HaPnimi, whenever the Deshon was taken out and it was put next to Mizbech, that qualifies as a carbon Deshon, but the imperative to do it every day, the imperative that's mutu on the canon to do every day, that does not exist by the Mizbech HaPnimi. By the Mizbech HaChitzon, it does exist. And that's what I'd like to discuss with Mitzvah Hashem the next year. What was the symbolic significance? And what was this dual identity of the Dishon of the Mizbech HaChitzoini, where it's part of the Avodas Halayla, like we said, and therefore maybe you don't even need the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, but it's still the proceeding of the following day, it's still the Hashra, and the Hagdoma to the Avodah of the next day. That remains to be seen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.